This is KPLU Online. Thanks very much for listening.
Randy Weston's tribute to musicians everywhere, The Healers, is a perfect way to end this special 30th anniversary concert in honor of Marianne McPartland's piano jazz. Marianne McPartland will be back on the host bench next week with another great piano jazz session. For NPR, South Carolina ETV and radio, and for me, Charles Osgood, thanks for listening to this special concert from Piano Jazz.
The Piano Jazz producer is Sherry Hutchinson. Associate producer, David Lyon. Recording engineer, Duke Marcos. Assistant engineer, Jeff Rothman. Mastering engineer, David Mitchell. Audio assistant, Dale Anderson. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. Special thanks to Todd Barkin and the staff at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center. If you wish to email us, our address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website at pianojazz.npr.org. There you'll find a link to our free weekly Piano Jazz preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Jazz Times Magazine. Since 1970, helping jazz fans get to know the music they love. Available on newsstands and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Keep it tuned. The Art of Jazz with your host Ken Wiley is coming right up next. Support for KPLU comes from
the Irritable Bowel Syndrome Treatment Center. The IBS Treatment Center offers comprehensive care for patients locally and nationally to resolve their irritable bowel syndrome and related digestive disorders. More information is available at IBSTreatmentCenter.com.
Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'd like to start with Errol Garner for a couple for you, with John Simmons bass, Shadow Wilson on drums, and Garner on the piano, 1951 for Columbia Records. Garner, his trio, 1951 for Columbia Records, John Simmons on bass, Shadow Wilson drums. I'm in the Mood for Love, written by Jimmy McHugh, Dorothy Fields, 1935 for the film Every Night at Eight. And The Way You Look Tonight, Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields, 1936 for the film Swing Time, and I think that got the Academy Award that year. Now, Dorothy Fields provided the poetry for many composers, and so I thought I would give you two renditions of vocaling of the two that we just heard. Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, 1935. He's going to give you Miss Fields' poetry of I'm in the Mood for Love.
So soft, there is nothing for me but to love you. just the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
Dorothy Fields, her lyric on two, Louis Armstrong, and his orchestra 1935 for Decca Records, I'm in the Mood for Love. Jim McHugh wrote the music, Dorothy Fields, the lyric, with Louis adding a little bit. And The Way You Look Tonight, written by Jerome Kern, Dorothy Fields doing the lyric, and Fred Astaire singing for you from Los Angeles 1936 for Brunswick Records. Johnny Green at the piano and leading the orchestra. Louis Armstrong, Fred Astaire, Dorothy Fields right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Executive MBA program at the UW's Foster School of Business, offering a work-compatible program. Registration for an evening with EMBA, October 27th in Kirkland and October 28th in Seattle. At foster.washington.edu/EMBA.
Now to Charlie Parker and his quintet 1947 for Dial Records. Dexterity, written by Parker, based on I Got Rhythm by George Gershwin. And Bird of Paradise, written by Parker, based on Jerome Kern's All the Things You Are. Miles Davis, trumpet, and Charlie Parker, alto, Duke Jordan, piano, Tommy Potter, bass, and Max Roach on the drums.
Thank you.
Parker and that great sound he got on the alto. I missed hearing him in person. I wish I had. Dexterity and Bird of Paradise, both for dial, both written by Parker based on other compositions as the underpinning of the harmonies. 1947, Miles Davis, trumpet, Charlie Parker, alto, Duke Jordan on piano. And his style is something. Tommy Potter, bass, and Max Roach on the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Academy, announcing an open house on November 5th at 7 p.m., dedicated to helping students find the college that's right for them and offering college prep academics, championship and beginning level sports and arts, and every level in between. Information on the November open house at seattleacademy.org.
You that I love you and say let's set a date. You tell me that you want to, but first I gotta wait. I talk of orange blossoms and walking down the aisle. You always try to tell me that stuff is out of style, but I ain't getting any younger, ain't gonna wait too long. I talk about our future and the house we'll have someday. You tell me you're all for it, but there'll be a slight delay. Don't try to keep me guessing by saying yes and no. I'm tired of all the stalling and I might just up and go. I ain't getting any younger, ain't gonna wait too long. Thank you.
anybody's life will last just a little longer with a husband or a wife. So won't you hurry up and tell me you'll be my wedded mate? 'Cause baby, you ain't gonna live so long if you procrastinate. 'Cause I ain't getting any younger, ain't gonna wait too long. Now I don't believe in rushing or doing things in haste, but too much hesitating lets a good thing go to waste. 'Cause I'm a flame that's fading, and be a good girl scout unless you do some fanning. My flame is going out. I ain't getting any younger, ain't gonna wait too long. Ain't getting any younger, ain't gonna wait too long.
Woody Herman and his orchestra, 1948 for Capitol Records, I Ain't Getting Any Younger. Benny Carter wrote that with Adeline Hansen. Woody Herman sang it for you. Bill Harris trombone solo. Ernie Royal on trumpet. Now the band's going to do Lemon Drop, written by pianist-composer George Wallington. The vocals will be by Bill Harris and Terry Gibbs. Baritone sax solo, Thayer Shaloff. Earl Swope, trombone solo, Red Rodney trumpet, the vibes of Terry Gibbs, the clarinet of Herman, and the fine drumming throughout by Don Lamond. Woody Herman and Lemon Drop, written by the famous composer and pianist George Wallington. And I'm going to take you to Cafe Bohemia in New York, 1955, for the George Wallington Quintet for Progressive Records. They're going to do Johnny One Note. This was written by Rodgers and Hart, that is Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart, 1937, for Babes in Arms. The quintet, Donald Byrd trumpet, Jackie McLean, alto saxophone, Wallington piano, Paul Chambers bass, Art Taylor on the drums, and then segue to Ella Fitzgerald, 1956, and Buddy Bregman's arrangement for her of Johnny One Note. So you might hear Larry Hart's poetry.
Big trombone, everyone was mute. Johnny stood alone. Cats and dogs stopped yapping. Lions in the zoo all were jealous of Johnny's big trill. Thunderclaps stopped clapping. Traffic ceases roar, and they tell us Niagara stood still. He stopped the train whistles, boat whistles, steam whistles, cop whistles. Whistles bow to his skin. Sing Johnny one note, sing out with gusto, and just overwhelm all the crowd. So sing Johnny one note out loud. Sing Johnny one note.
Johnny One Note, written by Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart, the lyric. And two renditions for you. First one, On the Job with the George Wallington Quintet at the Cafe Bohemia, New York City, 1955. Donald Byrd trumpet and Jackie McLean on alto, Wallington on piano, Paul Chambers bass, Art Taylor. On the drums then, to hear Larry Hart's lyric, 1956 in Los Angeles for Verve Records, Ella Fitzgerald with Buddy Bregman's arrangement for her of Johnny One Note. Rodgers and Hart. Well, I got a Johnny coming up, but he plays more than one note. This is John Faddis, great trumpet player, 1976 for Pablo Records, and a Dizzy Gillespie composition called Here Tis.
Thank you.
John Faddis, his trumpet, his quartet, 1976 for Pablo Records. Kenny Barron on the piano. George Mraz from Czechoslovakia playing the string bass, and from right downtown on the drums, Mickey Roker. What'd they play? Here 'Tis by Dizzy Gillespie. John Faddis on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Kirkland Performance Center, presenting Tish Oney's Peggy Lee Project, Friday, October 30th at 7:30. Jazz vocalist Tish Oney performs Peggy Lee's original songs and pays tribute to the legend. Boxed gourmet meals are available beforehand. Info and tickets at kccenter.org.
And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. Now, let's see what we're going to do here. St. Louis Jimmy Oden wrote Going Down Slow. And the reason he wrote it was because he wanted to let you know that he made the decision in his life to do what he did. No harm done anybody else. He was just there. He wanted to be a blues singer, and he was. So I'm going to let you hear the original Chicago 1941 Bluebird record of Going Down Slow, done by Jimmy Oden, with Roosevelt Sykes piano and Al Elkins on bass, and then a 1960 version of Going Down Slow for Candid Records, sung and with the guitar of Lightnin' Hopkins.
If I don't get well no more, I have had my fun. If I don't get well no more, my health is failing me, and I'm going down. Please write my mother, tell her the shape I'm in. Please write my mother, tell her the shape I'm in. Tell her to pray for me, forgiveness of my sin. Tell her don't send no doctor. Doctor can't do no good. Tell her don't send no doctor. Doctor can't do no good. It's all my fault, didn't do these things I should. On the next train south, look for my clothes home. On the next train south, look for my clothes home. If you don't see my body, all you can do is moan. Mother, please don't worry, this is all in my prayer. Mother, please don't worry,
is gone. Out of this world somewhere.
This one, I've had my fun if I don't get well no more. I have had my fun. If I don't get well no more. I have had my fun. If I don't get well no more. You know my health is failing me. Peebles and I'm going down slow. I say, right, my mother. She don't need to know but drop a note and just tell her the shape of me. Please write my mama. She don't need no children but let her know the shape of me. Just tell her to pray for me, mama. Forgive me for all my sin. Train south. You can look for my clothes home. On that night train south. You can look for my clothes home. Then if you don't see my body, mama, all you can do is moan. My mother, don't worry. This is all in my prayer. Tell my mother, don't worry. This is all in my prayer. Just say your poor son is gone, mother. He's gone out in this world somewhere.
Going Down Slow, written by St. Louis Jimmy Oden. We heard him sing it in Chicago 1941 for Bluebird Records. Then 1960 for Candid, Lightnin' Hopkins sang and played his guitar in his version of Going Down Slow. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Washington Dental Service Foundation, passionate about preventing dental disease. Good oral health means better overall health, which is good for families, businesses, and taxpayers. More information is available at oralhealthwatch.org.
And now from me to you for your listening and dancing pleasure, here is Eddie Condon.
Thank you.
Eddie Condon and His All-Stars, 1957 for Columbia Records. Billy Butterfield, trumpet. Cuddy Cutshell on trombone. Bob Wilbur, clarinet. Gene Schrader, piano. Eddie Condon, guitar. Leonard Gaskin on bass. And George Wetling on the drums. We heard What's the Use, written by Isham Jones. Wrap Your Troubles and Dreams by Harry Barris. When a Woman Loves a Man by Gordon Jenkins. Bernie Hannigan and lyric by Johnny Mercer. They wrote that in about 1934. I brought along Abby Lincoln so we might hear Mercer's lyric too, When a Woman Loves a Man.
Apart, to take or leave according to his whim. Love to a woman means her very heart. She only wants to live her life for him. Does she care when a woman loves her man? She'll just spring along all through thick and thin till his ship comes in. Always that way.
Abby Lincoln singing for you from Riverside Records. The name of her record is That's Him. 1957, When a Woman Loves a Man, lyric by Johnny Mercer. She gave us the verse and chorus, and the other contributors to that composition, Gordon Jenkins and Bernie Hannigan. Kenny Durham on trumpet, Sonny Rollins tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, Max Roach on the drums. I'd like to take Paul Chambers out of that group and put him in his own quintet, Chicago 1959 for VJ Records. Freddie Hubbard trumpet, Cannibal Adderley alto saxophone, Wynton Kelly again here on piano, Chambers, of course, on the bass. They're going to do John Klinner's Just Friends and Chambers' Ease It.
Thank you. Thank you.
Paul Chambers, his bass, and his band, 1959 in Chicago for VJ Records. We heard Just Friends and Ease It. Freddie Hubbard, trumpet, Cannonball Adderley, alto. Wynton Kelly, piano, Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb playing the drums. Paul Chambers, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pratt Fine Art Center, announcing Fall into Art. 4-hour mini-classes that give students a taste of everything that Pratt offers, from glass blowing to jewelry, printmaking, and more. Classes begin November 25th. More info at Pratt.org. Pratt Fine Art Center, the place to make art.
I'd like to do a little bit for Fred Ahlert, A-H-L-E-R-T, composer. Probably one of his most famous compositions is I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter and Make Believe It Came From You. He and Joe Young wrote that in 1935. I thought what we'd do, I'd do for you, is to have Jane Harvey sing it from 1975 on a classic jazz LP. And then the Victor original recording by Fats Waller and his rhythm, 1935, with Fats at the piano and singing.
Thank you. so sweet. They're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. And close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter, baby, and make believe it came from you.
Sit right down and write myself a letter, written by Fred Allert. Lyric by Joe Young, written in 1935. Jane Harvey sang it in 1975, an arrangement by Dick Wellstead, who was on piano. Zoot Sims tenor. Joe Booker on cornet. Al Casey, who was Waller's guitarist, is there. Major Holly bass. Panama Francis playing the drums, then Fats Waller for Victor 78, 1935, his version, Herman Autry trumpet, Rudy Powell on clarinet, Waller piano and vocal, Al Casey, guitar, Charlie Turner, bass, and Harry Dial on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the graduate programs of Seattle University, whose mission is to empower leaders for a just and humane world. All 32 graduate programs in the School of Law host an open house Friday, October 30th. Details online at seattleu.edu/events.
Surprised that 78 still sounds as good as it does. Brunswick. I don't know how many times I've played that. 1937, Teddy Wilson and his orchestra and Fred Allert and Roy Turk's Mean to Me. Billie Holiday singing for you. Buck Clayton trumpet. Johnny Hodges alto. Buster Bailey clarinet. Lester Young tenor saxophone. Teddy Wilson piano. Alan Roos on the guitar, Artie Bernstein, bass, and Cozy Cole on the drums for Brunswick, 1937, Mean to Me. Finally, the last of examples of the fine work of Fred Allert, here's Oscar Peterson and Stefan Grappelli. Walking My Baby Back Home, composed by Fred Allard, played by Oscar Peterson at the piano, Stefan Grappelli, violin, Niels Pettersson, bass, Kenny Clark on drums, in Paris, 1973, for America Records. Longtime listener Frank in St. Louis, Missouri, called in and wanted to hear this. This is for you, Frank. Bud Powell, 1951. Curly Russell on bass, Max Roach drums, Powell on the piano for Blue Note. Powell's composition, which means a little crazy, he calls it Un Poco Loco. Thank you. But Pal Trio and his composition Un Poco Loco, 1951 for Blue Note Records, Curly Russell bass, Max Roach drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'm going to have a three-tune set for you, just to, you can just kind of relax. These are ballads. Nice, easy going. The Stan Getz on tenor sax, Duke Jordan piano, Jimmy Rainey on guitar, Bill Crow bass, and Frank Zola on the drums.
Thank you.
Stan Getz on tenor saxophone, Duke Jordan piano, Jimmy Rainey playing guitar, Bill Crow bass, and Frank Azzola on drums, and three ballads for you. Frank Perkins, 1934, Stars Fell on Alabama. Louis Alter, 1936, You Turned the Tables on Me. And Ralph Ranger, 1937, Thanks for the Memory. All right. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Monsoon Restaurants in Bellevue and on Capitol Hill. Serving brunch Saturdays and Sundays from 10 to 3. Featuring brioche, beignets, omelets, croque monsieur, and Vietnamese dishes including noodles, pho, and rice bowls. Menus online at monsoonrestaurants.com.
So much of the changes that occurred in this art as it went along in the beginning was rhythmic, more than anything else, I think, and conception of the line of music being played. And Roy Eldridge is going to come in now and play his trumpet for you. He is written about as being the person between Louis Armstrong and Dizzy Gillespie. I don't quite fashion it the same way. I hear Roy coming out of Henry Red Allen more than anybody else. But nevertheless, it's his position, leading a band in the 1930s and 40s. And in Los Angeles in 1974, he teamed with Oscar Peterson to do a duet. And here they are. Thank you. Roy Eldridge trumpet and Oscar Peterson piano and organ. 1974 in Los Angeles for Pablo Records. They did Eldridge and Artie Shaw and Buster Harding's Little Jazz, Eldridge nickname. And Neil Murray, born Charlie Daniels, She's Funny That Way, Oscar Peterson, and Roy Eldridge. Check the time here. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Academy, announcing an open house on November 5th at 7 p.m., dedicated to helping students find the college that's right for them and offering college prep academics, championship and beginning level sports and arts, and every level in between. Information on the November open house at seattleacademy.org.
Up next for your afternoon listening pleasure, the following individuals: Gene Perling, Bob Morse, Clark Burrows, and Bob Strassen, better known as the Hi-Lows.
Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't make it serious, life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating, it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall,
must fall.
The sweet things in life to you were just loaned. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and laugh at it all. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries,
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 cherries, cherries,
cherries,
many, many cherries. So live and laugh,
you know, like.
The High Lows, with Frank Comstock's arrangement for them, 1956 for Columbia Records. Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries, written by Ray Henderson and Lou Brown. Deep Purple by Peter DeRose and Mitchell Parrish. Love Walked In by George and Ira Gershwin. The High Lows, 1956, and as I said, Frank Comstock doing beautiful arrangements for them. And I have to push a button to move on. Hold on. All right. That should take care of that. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
The Kirkland Performance Center, presenting Tish Oney's Peggy Lee Project, Friday, October 30th at 7:30. Jazz vocalist Tish Oney performs Peggy Lee's original songs and pays tribute to the legend. Boxed gourmet meals are available beforehand. Info and tickets at kccenter.org.
Johnny Hodges up next is alto, the great alto saxophonist who spent most of his life in Ellington's band, and he put together a band out of Ellington's group to perform at a festival in Berlin in 1961 and recorded by Pablo Records. Hodges alto, Lawrence Brown trombone, Harry Carney baritone saxophone, Ray Nance cornet and violin, Al Williams on piano, Aaron Bell bass, and Sammy Woodyard on drums.
Thank you.
Johnny Hodges, his alto saxophone, and his friends in Berlin, 1961, and issued on Pablo Records. Lawrence Brown trombone, Harry Carney Burt on sax, Ray Nance cornet, Al Williams piano, Aaron Bell on string bass, Sammy Woodyard on drums, and of course Hodges alto. They did a blues they call In the Kitchen, and compositions by Ellington, Mood Indigo, and Solitude, Satin Doll by Billy Strayhorn, and I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good by Ellington, Johnny Hodges. Johnny Hodges. I'd like to go out with a 1939 Vocalion recording of Helen Humes with Count Basie. Count Basie, 1939, Helen Humes singing and Buck Clayton's trumpet, Basie's piano, and James P. Johnson, Henry Kramer, composition, If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Ken. Another great afternoon of jazz and all blues on the way straight ahead right after Stardate.
Stardate, October 25th. The roster of known planets in other solar systems is getting close to 400. Almost all of these planets were discovered indirectly, usually through their gravitational pull on their parent stars. But at least one planet was discovered directly. Astronomers found it in pictures snapped by Hubble Space Telescope. The planet orbits Fomalo, a bright star that's low in the southeast as night falls to the lower left of brilliant Jupiter. Fomalo is fairly young, only a few percent as old as the Sun. It's still surrounded by a broad disk of gas and dust left over from its birth, the raw materials for planets. Astronomers first saw the disk in a 2004 snapshot from Hubble. The picture revealed a small bright blob in the outer regions of the disk. It's more than 10 billion miles from Fomalo, about four times the distance between the Sun and Neptune, the most distant planet in our own solar system. Another snapshot in 2006 showed that the blob was still there, but it had moved a tiny bit around Fomalo. Astronomers realized that they'd seen a planet, one of the first planets ever photographed, and the first actually discovered through images. The planet is up to three times the mass of Jupiter, the giant of our own solar system, and it's probably surrounded by its own disk of material. The disk may be giving birth to moons, just as the disk